after you enter your username and password to get into the website will either text or email you a verification code to enter into the website before you can review information in your account. Now, this is a new level of security for all new accounts. If you already have a Medicare account, you aren't required to have any email address or multi-factor verification this year. But I would expect Medicare to require that for everyone sometime in the future.